Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today we are talking about the pursuit of perfection. Do you know that it's impossible? Do you know that pursuing perfection, I guess pursuing what God calls you to be, being perfectly made in His image is a great thing, right? So I see that. But what I also see in this world is a lot of people chasing what they think is perfect or what the world has painted as perfect. And that is tiresome. I see so many people going after this goal of being a perfect employee or a perfect parent or a perfect child or, oh my goodness, the only thing you'll ever be is a perfect student. Amen? Like you'll constantly be learning and you'll constantly be growing and you'll constantly be changing and evolving into the greatest version of yourself at every different angle. And as soon as you get to one greatest version, you'll discover that you learned something different and boom, you're morphing again. So I just want to kind of address the elephant in the room that you're not perfect. None of us are. You're going to mess some stuff up. You're going to miss the mark sometimes. And guess what? Your 100% is absolutely enough. Even if your 100% is different than my 100% or their 100% or that social media account you're following wishing you could be more like them. Sweetie, you are wonderfully made just like you. And if you're given this life all that you've got, it is absolutely enough. And be careful surrounding yourself with people who think that your best is inadequate or think that you're not giving effort because you could go further if you could only try harder. And you're thinking to yourself, oh goodness, I don't got no harder to try. I'm giving everything I've got. I'm putting every ounce of me into this thing and you're telling me it's not enough, but I don't have more. And friend, I just want to tell you, your best is enough. It's enough. And anybody that is looking to you to squeeze more out of you than you've actually got, that is not healthy. It is toxic. It is damaging to your self-esteem and your confidence, and it is not good, and it's not going to help you move forward in a better way. Give what you've got to every space you show up in. Do your best. I'm not telling you it's okay to give halfway effort, and I'm not telling you it's okay to do the bare minimum. What I am saying is that when you show up and you give 100% everything you've got to a person, to a place, to a thing, to a job, that's all you got, baby, and that's okay. If what you got still misses the mark a little bit, well, that's all you've got. That means that was not your mark to hit. You hit your mark. Whatever that mark is made for somebody else, but you did what you were supposed to do there. And you've got to get to a place where you are confident enough, where you are so accepting of you that you understand that God created you to do what you can do. And whatever you can't do, you got to give to God and leave it there. So many of us are out here chasing things that are not ours. And then you wonder why you're tired. Child, you're running a race you ain't even supposed to be in. Let me just be transparent here. I ain't never been a good runner. Not ever. Remember in high school when you had to run around and do the mile in a certain amount of minutes? Child, I never made them little minutes. I was always the last one across the finish line and I would be running. You can't tell me nothing. My little legs would have been brrr, people with the long legs in the front just speed walking and me sweating, arms flailing all over the place. I've just never been a good runner. It's never been my thing. So it's common sense that you'd see me not first in the race, right? But there are other things that I've been amazing at. I've always been a good writer. And those same people that would get across the finish line first in gym would be sitting in English class asking me how to do something. Amen? We are all good at something. Find your thing and find your people. And don't let people make you feel bad for not coming in first in a race you ain't even supposed to be in. When God created you, He knew all of the things you would do well. He knew all of the areas you would struggle in. And He knew what your 100% was. And as long as you are doing your best in God's eyes, friend, see, this would be a spot where I would cuss, but I'm working on that. I'm just going to say, forget them people. You got to set boundaries to keep you healthy, friend. And you can't allow this world or the people in it to make you feel like your best is not enough. It's absolutely enough. And I'm proud that you are out here swinging, because guess what? One of them times going to hit. Keep swinging, boo. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that my best is enough. I thank you that the person listening right now, although they may feel a little defeated, Lord, I thank you that although they may feel like they've been trying and trying and nothing is working, that, Lord, you are sending provision. Lord, that their best is enough. And that if they just keep on pushing in the direction that they've been pushing and putting one foot in front of the other, Lord, maybe they're not called to finish the race in first place. Maybe they're not called to finish the race in second or third or even in the top 10, Lord. Maybe they're just called to finish the race. And doing that is a win for them. Lord, I just want to ask that you would show us ourselves in this space, Lord. Show us who you created us to be. Because sometimes we can get confused by what the world calls us. We can get confused by the races that the world puts us in or that we even enter ourselves, Lord. And we can be conflicted, thinking that we were supposed to show up in a space that was never ours to begin with. So, Lord, I just ask that you would show us our space. Show us who we're supposed to be in that space. Show us this life Olympics, what category we're supposed to be entering in, so that we don't find ourselves competing and challenging ourselves to something that we were never meant to do. Lord, thank you that you are aligning us with our purpose, that you are sending us our people, and that the people in the stands that boo, we won't even hear over the voices of those that are cheering. Lord, thank you that we are beginning to see ourselves, that we are beginning to know ourselves, and that we are beginning to love ourselves like you love us, Lord. Lord, I ask that today you would help us to look in the mirror and see us the way you see us. Lord, help us to throw away all of the different faces and filters and shells of ourselves that we've created to keep us safe in this world. Lord, allow us to shed them all, to just show up as our true selves, and to understand that the people that are supposed to love us are going to love us so good because we showed up like that. And we're going to feel so much better that we don't have to try to be no one else. Lord, I thank you for the day. I thank you for everyone that has shown up to enjoy this episode of Jesus and Coffee. Lord, I thank you for the books that people are ordering on Amazon, Lord, and that the 21-day devotional is bringing about a change in them, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for Jesus and Coffee, for the gift that you've given me that has allowed me to gift others. Thank you for the day, thank you for tomorrow, and thank you for all that is to come. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you have an amazing day today, friend. Remember, you deserve the same grace you give everyone else. Later.